Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at the ASP.NET IIS registration tool. Now, in order for ASP.NET websites to work in IIS, when a request comes inbound to IIS for, say, an ASPX page, IIS needs to know where to send that request or how to map that request to ASP.NET, so then ASP.NET can take over and go through the page rendering process and stream the results of that page rendering down to the user's browser. So this process of mapping requests for specific types of pages, say ASPX pages, is called a script mapped. You're mapping a specific request for a page extension to a particular executable in IIS, which in this case causes ASP.NET to be able to render pages and provide functionality for web services and other aspects of ASP.NET. Now, by default, IIS does not have this mapping in place. So if we were to take IIS without installing ASP.Net and go into the IIS manager, which I have here on the screen, and let's take a look at what mappings are currently in place. And as I said, you'll see this referred to as script maps. So go into the default website here in IIS. We'll go into Properties, over to the Home Directory tab, click Configuration, and here is a list of the mappings on the Mappings tab. And as you can see, at the moment, we have traditional ASP pages mapped to the ASP DLL, but we don't have any of the extensions in ASP.NET, such as ASPX and ASMX. So at the moment, IIS would not know what to do with an ASPX page were we to route one. And I've set up, let me go back over here out of this for the moment. And you can see I've set up two little websites here, one which we're going to target eventually to version 1.1 of ASP.NET and the other to version 2.0. And they're very simple sites. All they have in them is a default ASPX page. So what I would like to do at this point is let's fire up the browser and try to access one of these sites and see what happens when there's no ASPX mapping in IIS. Okay, let's go down and start up Internet Explorer. And let's type in URL over to one of those sample websites. And we'll pick the 1.1. Wouldn't matter, we get the same result with either one. And you can see we get a message from IIS that this website declined to show the page. And essentially what's going on here is that IIS doesn't know how to map our request to this particular page. So in order to install the script maps for ASP.NET, you need to use a utility, a command line utility that comes with ASP.NET called ASP.NET_regIIS. In order to understand a little bit about how this utility works, we need to understand how the .NET framework is installed on each particular computer, or same way, I should say, in any computer. We'll go over here to the Windows Explorer, and I want to go down in here to the Windows folder, down into the Microsoft.NET framework, and let's take a look at something that's here in the .NET framework folder. You can see that there's a separate folder for each version of the .NET framework installed on the local computer. And in this case, we're interested in either version 2 or version 1.1 of ASP.NET. And inside of the version 2 folder, for example, if we go down here a little bit on the right side, what we'll see here is the ASP.NET regIIS command line utility. And this utility has a number of options that allows you to configure ASP.NET for this particular version. And I want to emphasize that each version of the .NET framework has an ASP.NET regIIS command line utility, and that command line utility is specific to that particular version. So in this case, this particular command line utility is for version 2.0 of ASP.NET, And if we go over here to the 1.1 folder, we'll see we have the same utility, and this one is specific to version 1.1. So if you want to manipulate or alter the version of the .NET framework that's installed on a computer, or the mapping of all the websites or even individual websites to a particular version of ASP.NET, you need to use the command line utility that is applicable to the version of ASP.NET that you want to install. So let's go back over to the IIS manager for a moment. And what I would like to point out is we looked at the default website and saw that there's no extensions installed. And if we go down here to any one of these individual websites, go to Properties, to the Virtual Directory tab, Configuration, we'll see that the mapping is similar. And one of the things that you need to take into account, and the reason that I show you an individual website versus the root default website, is that you can have different script maps installed on a site-by-site basis. And actually, in addition to a site-by-site, you can cascade from a point in IIS down. So we can say, for example, we want a particular script map for, let's say, ASP.NET 2.0 installed at the root level of the default website, and we want that script map to cascade to all the child sites below the root. So let's go over and open up a command window and take a look at the utility. And I've opened up a command window here, and I've already typed in the path to the folder that contains the 1.1 version of the command line utility. And we'll start with this, and then we'll look at the version 2.0. So let's take a look at what options are available in this utility. So we'll type ASP.NET underscore regiis / question mark. And there's quite a number of options here that allow you to do quite a few things. And the one I want to run at the moment is the LV option, which is going to list all the versions of ASP.NET that are installed and their current status. So we'll type ASP.NET, and we use the minus LV. And you can see that at the moment we don't have any versions of ASP.NET installed on this particular computer. And I should make a distinction at this point between ASP.NET being installed and mapped to a particular website. Those are two different things that you have to consider. And if you look through these options here, for example, we're going to use the minus I option in just a moment that installs ASP.NET and updates script maps. You can see that there's a second option, IR, which installs ASP.NET on the machine, but it doesn't update the script map. So those are two separate processes that you have to consider when you're using the command line utilities. So let's go ahead and install ASP.NET 1.1 on this particular computer. And for the moment, what I'm going to do is the IR option. So we're going to start with the most simple thing we can do, which is to install ASP.NET, but we're not going to create any script maps. So we'll start this running, and this will just take a moment to go through the installation process of ASP.NET 1.1. And then once this is complete, we're going to go back over to IIS Manager, and we're going to look at whether or not anything has changed in the mapping options for the default website. So it's all done. Let's go back over to IIS Manager, and we'll look once again at the configuration under Home Directory. And we can see that so far nothing has changed here. So this first option that we did in the command window installed ASP.NET, but we have not yet updated any mappings in IIS to get the page to work. And if I was to go back over to the browser at this point in time, run that same website that we saw in the beginning, it still would result in the same thing, because we have no mapping between an inbound request for an ASPX page and the appropriate DLL that represents the ASP.NET functionality. So we'll go back over here to the command window, and what we need to do now is to map the scripts in IIS to the appropriate ASP.NET DLL. to install script maps, we really have two major approaches here with some of these options. We could use the minus R, which will install script maps at the root in IIS and all script maps below the root. So essentially minus R is going to put version 1.1 for all the websites currently in IIS. And the other option that we have is minus S, and minus S installs the script maps for this version at a specified path. So if you wanted to put a version of the .NET framework for a particular website, then you would use the minus S. And the minus S and minus SN just differ in that one of them is recursive, the S is recursive, the SN is not recursive. So SN would not cause any websites below the website you specify to have that particular version of the .NET framework install. So to start with, let's use the minus S option and just install the 1.1 framework for a particular website. So we'll go ASP.NET minus S, and what we want to do is to specify, let's do the website VB1.1 website. So we'll go w3svc/1/root. That's the root of IIS, and then the site we want is website VB1.1. So we'll let this run for a moment, and that has map scripts in that single website. Let's go back over to IIS. So now when we go into this 1.1 site and look at the mappings, we'll see that we have a whole bunch more mappings here, including ASPX files, ASMX, and all the file extensions that you're familiar with that are part of ASP.NET. If I expand out the second column, which is the executable path, we can see that for ASPX files, it's mapped to the ASP.NET underscore IS API DLL. And that is also true for all the other files associated with ASP.NET. So now this 1.1 site is mapped to ASP.NET 1.1. And let's take a look at the 2.0 site. And we should not have any mappings here, which we don't. They're still the same as we had originally because we use the minus S option to map it just to this website 1.1. So now we've seen how to target a particular site. Let's go back over to the command line utility. And let's run that ASP.NET.lv option again. And this time what it shows us is that version 1.1 is valid, and it's mapped to the IIS API DLL. So now let's go ahead and we're going to run the minus R version, which is going to install script maps at the IIS root and all scripts below the root. So minus R, and we'll let this work away for a moment. And that's going to go through and make the entire IIS family of sites, so to speak, work with the .NET 1.1 version of ASP.NET. So now we'll go back over to the IIS. Let's look here under configuration, and we can see we now have mappings for our 2.0 site. And if we actually go up to the root and look at the properties under the home directory configuration, we also have mappings there as well. So everything in IIS now has mappings to ASP.NET 1.1. Now that we've seen all the script maps in IIS are mapped to ASP.NET 1.1, let's go over here and let's try to run the website that we were looking at before. We'll run the 1.1 site first, and indeed that does come up successfully. Now let's, while we're here, try to run the 2.0 site. And if we run the 2.0 site, we get an error, and it's saying that it's trying to parse the web.config and gets an unknown element called connection strings. So that makes sense because that was introduced in ASP.NET 2.0, And the 2.0 site that we currently have in IIS is mapped to version 1.1 of the framework. So it's trying to run that under the 1.1 framework, and it's encountering this error in the connection strings, which, as I said, is introduced in 2.0 of ASP.NET. So let's go back over here. Let's go back over to the command window. Let me clear the screen, and let me cycle all the way back in the commands. And let's change over to the folder that contains .NET 2.0. Now let's run the command utility. Run it with a question mark. And as you can see, there's new options here in the 2.0 version of the command line utility. There's quite a few new ones that have been added. All of the existing ones appear to be still there. So now let's install version 2.0 of the .NET framework. And we're going to use the IR option here, which installs this version, registers only, do not update script maps in IIS. So let's go down and scroll down here, and we'll run that. And we'll let that work away for a moment. And when that's done, we're going to go back and try to run the same website that we ran just a few moments ago. And even though ASP.NET 2.0 is registered, it's not mapped to that site, so it should not run. And let's try to run the 2.0 site again. And we get the same error here that the connection strings is an unrecognized element. So that's what we expected. So go back over here at the command window, and now let's try to map that 2.0 site specifically to ASP.NET 2.0, and we'll leave the rest of IIS mapped to version 1.1. So let's go up and look at what option we might use to do that. So let's use the minus S option. So go back down. Let's just use the minus S. Then we need to put the path name, and the path is BC1 root, and it's website BB2.0. So that should map scripts in that particular site to ASP.NET 2.0, and it's done. And while we're here, let me point out one thing. Let me flip over to the Windows Explorer and show you here in the local settings for the current user in the temp folder are a bunch of log files. And let me just refresh this up here and go up to view and click refresh, because I think there's some additional ones in here. We'll just scroll down. So here are all the log files that are generated each time you run the utility. And let's just go into 15, which was the one we just ran. And if we look at this and scroll down through it, it's looking through the folder that we specified, and it's installing the mappings for that particular folder. So I just wanted to show you these log files because they can be helpful in diagnosing problems if they occur when you're using this utility. So let's go back over and let's look at our 2.0 site. And we'll go into properties, into configuration. We do see that we have our ASPX. And if we scroll over, we can see that this particular site is now mapped to version 2.0 of the framework, which is what we wanted. And if we go back to our 1.1 site and look at those properties, we'll see that the 1.1 site is still mapped. Let's just pick ASPX, still mapped to version 1.1. So let's fire up IE again. And let's try to run that 2.0 site now. So now when we run the 2.0 site, because we've mapped it to ASP.NET 2.0, it is working correctly. Let's just go back over to our command line utility. Let's run the LV option, which shows us all the versions of the framework that are installed. And now we see that we have both 1.1 and 2.0 installed, and 1.1 is still in the root of IIS. Now let's run a slightly different option. Instead of the LV, let's run the LK. And what this shows us is the mappings for particular sites and what version they're mapped to. So you can see that the root is mapped to 1.1, and here's our 2.0 site, and it shows us that is indeed mapped to version 2.0. So this is a useful utility if you have a bunch of sites, or I should say a useful option if you have a bunch of sites in IIS, because then you can determine what versions of the framework are mapped to each of those sites. So currently we have kind of a hybrid situation going on in IIS. Let me flip back over there for a moment, because as you recall, our default is 1.1, but we have 2.0 on this particular site. And let's say that some time has gone by, and now we're ready to have 2.0 be the default installation for IIS, and we want to retroactively make this 1.1 folder still mapped to 1.1. So how would we do that? So we'll go back over to the command line utility, and let's go up and look at the options. And we can see that the minus R option will update script maps at the metabase root and all script maps below the root. Existing script maps are upgraded to this version regardless of the original version. So it appears that that's probably our the option that we want to use, and then we're going to have to go back and make the 1.1 point to version 1.1 of the framework. So let's go ahead and run the minus R. So here we'll run R, and that's going to go along and replace all the script maps in IIS. And as soon as this is done, we'll go back over to IIS and take a look and see what happened. And actually, that's what we'll do here. Let's cycle back up to the minus LK and run that. And you can see now this shows that the root as well as the other sites are all mapped to 2.0. We can just verify that by going over to IIS. Let's go in to look at the script mappings. Went into the wrong place there. Let's go into the home directory. There we go. And expand this out, and we'll see that the root is now mapped to version 2 of the framework. And in fact, if we go down here to our 1.1 site and look at the configuration of that, we'll see that that is also mapped to 2.0. But let's say that we really want to keep that in 1.1. So in order to do that, we need to go back over to the command line utility. And let me clear the screen here. Let's cycle all the way back to our command that gets us, there we go, into the 1.1 directory. So now let's look at the options we have here. And see which one we would want to use to map that specific folder. So the minus S, recursive or non-recursive, is what we want to use. We know there's no child folder, so let's choose to use the minus S. Minus S, and again it's /1/root/website/vb. Spell that wrong. Let me just backspace 1.1. Okay, we'll let that run. So this should be replacing. Okay, good. And let's just run this with the LK option. And now we can see that we have all of the other sites mapped to 2.0, but the 1.1 site is mapped to 1.1. Let's just verify that over here on IIS. Configuration. And indeed, we do have these mapped to version 1.1 of the framework. So now if we run IE, let's run our 1.1 site. indeed that runs correctly, and that's running in version 1.1 of ASP.NET. And if we run the Tubo site, that runs correctly and is running in version 2.0 of ASP.NET. So we've seen that there are a lot of different options for using the IIS registration tool for ASP.NET. And one of the important things is that there's a different version of the command line utility for each version of the .NET framework, and it's located in the corresponding folder for that version of the .NET framework. Another important thing to remember is that there's a difference between registering ASP.NET with IIS and then installing script maps which map a particular version of the framework to a website in IIS. And you can actually mix and match those. You saw we initially installed version 1.1 of ASP.NET and mapped that to all our sites in IIS. And then we went forward and actually installed 2.0 to a particular site. Then we upgraded the entire IIS to all 2.0. And then we went back and installed 1.1 for a specific website. So you have quite a bit of flexibility in installing a particular version of the .NET framework for a single or all your websites in IIS. And we also saw that there's a number of options with the command line utilities that allow you to do some inquiries about what's currently installed in IIS. So I think you'll find this command line utility useful if you need to manipulate IIS to use different versions of the .NET framework, and you also may find it useful if you encounter problems with ASP.NET. You can use the utility to go out and look at how things are currently configured. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using the IIS registration tool for ASP.NET.